Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Who's there?
I don't know. You tell me. You're the one knocking, bro.
I know. I'm asking you who's there because I don't know who I am, so I was hoping you could help me out.
Oh. Well, I don't know who you are, so sorry. No, I can't help. But you could ask your higher self. She knows who you are better than anyone else.
Okay, well, where is she then? You got a number or an address or a social media account so I can contact her?
No, I don't. But you do, though. She's in your heart.
No, she's not. Trust me, I know. My heart's been closed off since I was 3 years old, so there's nothing there, that's for damn sure. And don't tell me to look. I've looked lots, and the heart's empty. I can hear the echo when I yell, hello. So it's like a black hole, you know?
Now, I know that's not true. Just because you closed her off doesn't mean she's not there. Just because she echoes back doesn't mean she's not responding to you. Maybe you need to actually talk to her like she's there, and maybe you'll hear something different. Because the fact of the matter is, your heart has all the answers you need. She knows who you are and exactly what you need. And the truth is, she never leaves. You just need to change the way you feel about what happened when you were three. And then you'll change the way you feel about her and all those sad stories about grief.
Yeah, I'm getting a big no on that. There's no way I'm forgiving them for what they did if that's what you're talking about. I tried that several times in the past, and last time I did that, it only made things worse and I got hurt.
Yeah, no doubt. That's because you can't forgive unless you have her. She's the key to everything you think is missing. That's a fact, my friend. Because of her, she only loves, no matter the conditions. She doesn't hold on to resentment. She doesn't fight for her limitations. You feel those things when you try to ignore her feelings. And so that's the resistance you're feeling. That's why you don't know who you are. You're missing your heart. So there you go. Now you know the answer to your knock-knock joke. Not very funny, I know, but what is pretty funny is how many times we talked about this, yet you still can't seem to accept the fact that you're actually dead, so this conversation is really irrelevant. Wouldn't you agree?
No, not really. I feel pretty alive, so maybe you're the one that's dead and not me.
Thank you for listening to Art Stories by artist Sarah Long. To buy artist Sarah Long's alcohol ink art paintings, go to artsarahlongstore.com. And to get more of the art stories, go to artistsarahlong.com. Thank you for listening. I love you.